From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashiro. 8 Newmarket residents have been displaced after a fire earlier this week. The blaze occurred at a 4-unit row house. The fire happened on Warner Crescent just before 4 a.m. on July 16th. According to the fire report, the blaze started on the elevated deck behind the unit and eventually spread to the attic, which is where it crossed over into the other home. The residents of the 2 damaged homes are now seeking accommodations while their homes are repaired, and there were no reported injuries. Central York Fire would like to remind residents that if you find yourself in a similar situation, the most important step is to get yourself out of the fire. Any young Bradford residents looking for work will have their chance to do so on Monday, as there will be a job fair at the Bradford West Gwillimbury Library. The fair will go from 3 to 5 p.m. and is open to all youths between the ages of 15 and 21. Job seekers are being advised to have multiple copies of their resume and to be prepared for a potential on-the-spot interview with employers. You don't have to register to attend the event, although it is being encouraged. Unionized postal workers will finally get their chance to vote on Canada Post's newest contract proposal. Canada's Job Minister Patty Hadou stepped in and asked the Canadian Industrial Relations Board to put Canada Post's latest offer in front of the workers themselves to vote on. The newest offer comes with a pay increase and a 7-day work week, something that Canada Post says is vital to their business. Although the unionized workers will get their say, the Canadian Union of Postal Workers is advising their members to vote no. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashiro.